This is DOE, SBIR Talk.
When the Department of Energy, also called DOE, releases its topics document, it is important that you spend considerable time reviewing the topics and subtopics to find the opportunity that you can best address. It is also important to remember that the opportunity that you select is really a topic-subtopic pair, in that your proposal must address the guidelines provided for both the topic and the subtopic that you select. Looking for the right topic requires two things. First, an understanding of your core competencies, and second, an understanding of where the Department of Energy's topics come from. Looking for the right topic is really a matching task, one in which you assess if your core competencies can help the DOE address its needs. However, before exploring if there is a match, there are a few fundamental points that you must understand. The Small Business Innovation Research and the Small Business Technology Transfer Programs do not fund research that has already been accomplished. In other words, if you have already developed a product and are looking to fund a demonstration, this is not the appropriate venue. Another point to keep in mind is that if you are myopic and only have an interest in securing funding for a research initiative that you've already mapped out, this is also not the right avenue. To be successful in utilizing the SBIR or STTR programs, you must be willing to examine and understand what the DOE needs, and then determine if there is a match between DOE's needs and your core competencies. Without an interest in both, you really cannot be successful. Now, when talking about your core competencies, we are referring to specialized skills that either you or your company have that will enable you to implement a research and development plan in response to a DOE topic. One assumption that you should make is that to be successful in the SBIR and STTR programs, the proposing team must have research skills, either acquired through formal training or through experience. So let's begin to explore the DOE's topics. The DOE releases topics twice a year, once in July and again in November. The first topic released typically involves four participating DOE research programs. These are the Office of Advanced Scientific Computing Research, the Office of Basic Energy Sciences, the Office of Biological and Environmental Research, and the Office of Nuclear Physics. The second topic release is in November. It is usually larger than the first release and contains topics from a different and larger set of DOE research programs. They are listed in the PDF so that you can see the diversity of research programs that usually participate in the second release. Now, understanding that the topics are different in the two releases, you will want to review either the first or second topic release, depending upon your research interest. Each topic release is structured in pretty much the same way. This is most easily understood by taking a look at the table of contents within the topics document itself. The table of contents is organized alphabetically by the DOE research program's name. Underneath each DOE office is a list of topics in bold with a series of subtopics in regular type font underneath. By scanning the table of contents, you can quickly get a feeling for the type of research that DOE funds and begin to assess if these research areas match with your core competencies. So let's examine where the DOE topics actually come from, starting with the agency's mission. DOE's mission, quote, is to ensure America's security and prosperity by addressing its energy, environmental, and nuclear challenges through transformative science and technology solutions, end quote. Each year, the DOE prepares and submits a budget to Congress to fund initiatives consistent with its mission. Part of the budget is for research and development conducted by numerous entities, including federal laboratories, universities, large industrial firms, and small business. Each of the offices mentioned in the topics document is responsible for fulfilling part of DOE's overall mission as it relates to their area of expertise. SBIR and STTR topics are, in essence, an extension of the method that DOE uses to fulfill its research mission. So when you respond to a DOE, SBIR, or STTR topic, you are addressing a national need. Let's now return to the question of matching your core competencies with DOE's needs. To do this, you must start by being reflective and identifying your company's unique strengths. So let's assume for a moment that you are a materials engineer, just starting a new company. You have an interest in high-temperature materials and new manufacturing processes. So how would you go about finding a good topic? Perhaps the best way to start is by reading the table of contents in the topics document and using the hyperlinks to jump to those sections that look interesting. As you find good topics and subtopics, highlight those of interest so you can easily find them again. Another way to ferret out potential topics is to conduct a keyword search using relevant terms such as high temperature or manufacturing. If you find that you don't get many hits using this strategy, then expand your search terms. As you find topics and subtopics that look interesting, consider if you and/or your team have the skill set that could address the problems identified in the topics of interest. And remember that when you prepare a proposal to the Department of Energy's SBIR or STTR programs, you must respond to both a topic and a subtopic. When you find an opportunity that seems to fit, make sure that you review all of the guidance provided in the topic and subtopic thoroughly. If you determine that you lack some essential core competencies, consider adding a subcontractor or consultant to your team. But be sure to start looking for other team members very early in the process. In subsequent tutorials, we will explore how to find team members.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.